Now, last week, Margaret, you were looking at an Essex entrepreneur, John Mechie, I think you said his name was. He came from Italy, but did very well in Essex. And this week you're looking at a gentleman who's had a library in Malden, is that right?
Yes, Dr. Plume by name. Now, if you go down Malden High Street, you'll notice the remains that's left. It's sort of part of a tower of a church in Malden High Street. And also in the vicinity is a red brick building that actually stores the books from Dr. Plume's own library.
Right.
And the remains of the church and the library remind us of Dr. Plume. He was by occupation both a vicar and a schoolmaster, said to have run his own school in Malden High Road or Malden High Street. And he was a man who collected very learned books, medicine, maths, physiology, psychology, philosophy, chemistry, scientific works. These are not your average novels that he collected. And he formulated this huge library, said to have been the largest reference library in the country, certainly at one time anyway. And we're looking at the 17th century now. When he died in 1707, he actually bequeathed his library to the town of Malden for scholars to come along and use the works in the library. They're only reference material. His library's still there today. It's administered by a trust. And you can still go along in the opening hours of the library. I believe it's Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday afternoons and Saturday mornings. But do check that if you're thinking of going along. And scholars can go and consult these works and other works that have been added since Dr. Plume died.
So, in fact, a lot of the original books are still there.
Yes, they are. Certainly some of the original books there. Sadly, a number of the original books have gone missing over the years.
Taken out and then not returned.
Exactly. They've not been recovered. So it's reference consultation only. You can't take them away. And but obviously it's a wonderful example of a library left for the benefit of everyone in Dr. Plume's own town of Malden.
Good stuff. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And your subject next week, then?
My subject next week is a gentleman by the name of Philemon Holland.
That's a good old English name. Right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.